Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
How'd you sleep last night? More to the point, how do you generally sleep? Is there a pattern to your sleep? Are you sleeping better now than you did before, or would you give anything for a really good night's sleep? They say, experts, I'm sure they're very qualified to say this, that after the age of about 24, we lose the best of our sleep. Kelly Gagan is a specialist in sleep, particularly in children. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Sleep, I would be someone who, on a work night, I'm quite happy to get 6 hours sleep. At the weekends, I tend to take a little more, but that's very much dependent on the time of year as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice patterns in your sleep. Does your sleep change as you age?
It does change. Generally speaking, children need a lot more sleep than adults, and I specialise in sleep consultancy for children. But the thing is, children need the assistance of the adults to get that sleep a lot of the time. So it's not just the children in the house that are affected, the parents are as well. So I'm also on the lower end of sleep requirement. I'd happily take 6 to 8 hours and bounce around the house, no problem whatsoever. Mm. Other people are on the higher end, and if they don't get what they need, they really suffer. They go into this kind of brain fog mode, and if you're minding a little one, that could be, you know, risky, but also you're not probably being the best parent that you could be. So it's the overall family that's affected by sleep, not just the child.
Yeah, and would you be like me in that, yeah, six hours is a good night, 6 unbroken hours is a good night, but would you nap then? I like to nap in the mid-afternoon, maybe 20 minutes. It's like recharging the batteries.
If I've gone for a run early in the day, I will. I love a big nap. So if I've done some kind of exercise, I will. If not, I'll just chill out maybe from like 7 in the evening, go to bed around, you know, 10, 11, depending how I'm feeling. So it takes a while for our brains to switch off. And, you know, with screens being such a big thing for adults and children, screens emit a blue light, and that can affect the production and release of melatonin in your brain. So even though outside is pitch dark, if we're looking at our phone or our iPad or the TV, our brain is actually not being told that it's nighttime. So that can really affect children and adults.
Yeah. The amount of darkness that we have at this time of the year, where it's not bright until not long after 8:30 in the morning, and it's dark again before 5 o'clock, does that affect our sleep?
It can indeed, and it can cause, if you're going to help your little one get onto a good sleep routine, it's so much easier to do that from like October to March. From March to October, it's that little bit trickier because you've got like early, the sun coming up early, and you've got the brighter evening. So their brain is telling them it's not time to sleep.
So the routine of particularly people with new babies, and you find in the summertime, the first splink of sunlight in the morning, ping, they're up. Like some people ask, blackout curtains, should you use them? Should you try to fool the child into thinking?
Absolutely. So I do encourage children to nap in a slightly bright room, because if they go to daycare, the room's not going to be darkened in daycare. But for the early mornings and for nighttime, I would suggest that they sleep in a completely dark room. So when they come into that light sleep cycle around 5, 5:30, and their eyes are blinking and they open their eyes, their brain is told it's still nighttime, go back to sleep. So that's one of the reasons I actually designed a blackout blind myself, and actually shift work people buy them as well. So it's not just for children.
Right.
And it can help you achieve the sleep that you need. So so adults can need 8 to 10 hours. Children can need anything from 10 to 12 hours sleep at night.
Right, right. And broken sleep. Is it just natural that your sleep would be broken?
So we have different stages of sleep, and one of the most important stages that we get to is like an NREM sleep, so non-rapid eye movement sleep. And in that stage of sleep, that's where our immune system repairs itself, and we retain memories from the day before. And if we're having broken sleep, we don't reach that stage. So we don't remember what we learned in school or in work or whatever the day before. You know, I'll often be working with parents and I'll say, what happened yesterday? And they'll be like, what day was yesterday? So it's not just like a Christmas kind of thing. It can be all year round for parents who are sleep deprived. They literally don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
Or they may have an older child and they'll say, I can't remember driving into work this morning. I was so tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Broken sleep, and if it's caused by trying to make sure that the toddler is getting a proper night's sleep, or the newborn is getting a proper rest, you yourself are sleep deprived and going around like a zombie. I mean, can you do anything to help yourself there? Because I know, I mean, I'm thinking, for example, of Mags now, and good luck to Mags, one of our listeners is due to have a baby in the next couple of days. And I know that the sleep deprivation is probably, she's probably dreading it already.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm a maternity nurse, and all of the babies I've worked for as a maternity nurse have slept through by 12 weeks old, and they've never regressed, and they were never sleep trained, because we guided them from very early on towards good sleep, which means that we put the naps in the right place during the day. We worked on sleep cues and associations, mm-hmm. playing the lullabies, turning off the lamp, you know, from very early on. So basically we set their body clock, their circadian rhythm, from very early on. So I do a Let's Get Started webinar, and I get great feedback from parents. They're like, oh my God, my first one didn't sleep till they were two, but this one's sleeping from 12 weeks. It's amazing. I wish I knew. So there are lots of things we can do if you want to do them, but you don't have to be sleep deprived and walking around in a brain fog. That's not what parenthood is. Enjoy your maternity leave. That's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah. People can, what is your website so people can look up some of the things that you do?
So sleepystars.ie is the website. Yeah. Yeah.
Come here. And I know we won't say too much now because of his confidentiality, and we respect all that. Did you have Novak Djokovic as a client?
I lived with Novak Djokovic for 4 months. And we travelled all around the world. Serbia, Monaco, Barbados, you name it. So I was the maternity nurse for their second little bubba.
Right. Right. What's,
yeah.
I mean, you obviously get to know someone when you work that closely with them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really nice. They're quirky, but most of the high-profile clients I work with, they're quirky, you know. So, yeah, I assume that he's getting a lot of attention at the moment. I get lots of text messages from people. But, no, they're very nice, down-to-earth. They have their own beliefs and, you know, each to their own, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, that seems to sum it up in a sentence. Kelly, thank you. Kelly Gagan of Sleepy Stars, sleep consultant, particularly child sleep. Thank you for that. Lived with the Djokovic's for 4 months on their second baby for sleep and sleep therapy and all those things.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.